Blog Talk Radio. morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, and so you'll be able to just go right to it at showtime. Right? Go right to it at showtime. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Whether it's taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget, let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, and with that, that they were not getting the response that they'd hoped for from the show. I guess all I can say is, I don't know, you know, right? I mean, it's a little past tax season, and I'm not sure what to do from here, right? I could say is, hey, I promote their business on a daily basis, all right? There's, I can't make you guys use their business, right? But I can promote it, and I have, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, again, guys, you know, something I wanted to do on a daily basis, every time I have the show, is we're going to have a word of the day, okay? And today's word of the day is responsibility. And the reason I wanted to do responsibility is because of today's show topic, all right? So bear with me. Now, responsibility, it's a noun, okay? A noun, right, is a person, a place, or a thing, okay? And the plural of that is responsibilities, okay? And responsibility means is the state or fact of having a duty to deal with. Let me start over. The state or fact of having a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone. Okay? It says, women bear children and take responsibility for child care. All right? And responsibility, again, means the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone. That's responsibility. And the reason I wanted to do that is because something that hit me today, and I'm not calling any names or anything like that, but, you know, there was a young person that I know, okay, early 20s, barely over 21, okay? And now they found out that she's pregnant. Okay? She's going to have a baby. All right? Now, I know people have babies at 20, 21, 22, 19, 18, 17, 15, 14. I know that happens. Right? But it's my responsibility, I think. Okay? You may not think so, but I think so. It's my responsibility as the host of this show, and because of a lot of young people that listen to the show, it's my responsibility to talk about this. And I was, you know, I wasn't hurt by this, but I was hurt by it. You know what I'm saying? Because I did a show not long ago about using protection. Why or why not use protection? And this is exactly the reason I talked about using protection. And you're 20 years old. You're an adult. Okay, so it's your responsibility to use protection. I'm talking to guys and girls, women and men, right? It's your responsibility to use protection. If you don't use protection, what's going to happen? This is going to happen. Okay, you're going to get pregnant. You may not get pregnant the first time, maybe not the second time, maybe not the third time. It may be on that fourth time that you don't use protection. It may be on that first time that you don't use protection. But because you didn't use protection, now you're going to have the responsibility of taking care of a baby. And that baby's going to be here in what, guys? 9 months, give or take a few days. Early 2015, your baby's going to be showing up. And that's, I think, that's a killer to young people and the lives of young people. Because, I mean, she's got a job, but she can barely take care of herself. Right? So why bring a baby into the mix right now? She knows who the father is of the baby. But is he ready for a baby? Is he working? Does he have a good job? Is he stable? That's the responsibility that you're going to have when that baby comes to town. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and let's chat. Because if you don't, then I'm just going to throw it to you straight out. Right? And all I'm saying, and I'm being kind of harsh here because I have girls, all right? And I want my girls to be responsible. And that means if you're going to lay down with somebody, if you're going to have sex with a young man, then be responsible. Use protection. Make him use protection. I don't know what's so hard about that, okay? I don't know what's so hard about that. Because the results of not using protection is this, is a baby. And that's more than maybe having a contracting the disease from someone. All right. Disease, you can go to the doctor and it can be taken care of, right? If it's not something far fetched, right? So that can be taken care of. But a baby? And then the parent told me that they don't believe in abortion, so she's gonna have the baby. Parents are so upset, so distraught that they can hardly see straight. Now they say that they talk to their kid. Well, it's not a kid, and she's not a kid anymore. She's 22 years old. But they say they talk to the kid and about having protective sex. But I guess, of course, she didn't listen. Because now ain't going to have a baby. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And like I said, because I'm the host of this show, and because there are young people that listen to the show, I feel like it's my responsibility to talk about this, to be open about it, right? Because maybe there are a lot of you out there who have never had an adult talk to you about sex, having sex, or unprotected sex. Sex is not responsible, is not being responsible. You're not being responsible at that time, okay? And I know some people get caught up in the moment and all this stuff. I know, I was that age before, okay? Some people get caught up in the moment and, you know, you start talking and she starts listening and the next thing you know, you guys are together. But that's a problem, right? That's a problem that's just waiting to happen. It's a problem that's waiting to happen. And if you're not honest about it and true about it, it's going to be a big problem, okay? Now you have a kid to take care of. And let me tell you something, young ladies out there, okay? If that young man does not want to have a baby, if that's not his interest, if he's not interested in having a baby, if you guys haven't talked about having a baby, and now you're pregnant with his baby, hey, he can walk away. He can fly off and go to Florida somewhere, or he can go to California somewhere and leave you standing here with a newborn baby. A job that's barely taking care of you. You don't have an education. Well, you came out, you made it through high school. I guess that's somewhat of an education. But today, a high school diploma is not much of an education when you talk about getting a decent paying job. Okay, most jobs are looking for some type of secondary education. All right, so that's something that you have to think of as well, because he may be in that same category. He may only have a high school diploma. So you both have high school diplomas, jobs that aren't really able to take care of three people. I mean, that's all those things are pointing towards I wouldn't say disaster, but it's pointing towards poverty, welfare, having to bring a child up in place where you don't really want to be. So, young girls and young guys out there, please, please, if you want to have sex, and I know you do because you're at that age, then I'm not saying don't have sex. I'm saying when you do have sex, please be responsible. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today, right here in Atlanta, is such a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm thinking about getting in the yard. Well, I thought about it, and I don't think I'm going to get in the yard. But I'm going to do something today, right? I'm going to do something today because it's such a beautiful day. It feels like it's near 80 degrees outside. I don't know exactly what the temperature is, but it looks like 80 degrees outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. And if you're at work right now and you can look out of the window, you can look out of the window and say, it's a beautiful day. But God has given us a beautiful day today. Do something with it. Do something positive today. You know, I tell people all the time, if you take in positive, you're going to spew out positive. Take in all this negative, you're going to spew out negative. Does that make sense? And that's what will happen when you start to deal with maybe negative people or negative TV shows or print ads, something that comes in the mail that's negative, things like that. Things that come into your head, and then you start to regurgitate them, spit them out, and you're spitting that negative out to other people. And these other people deserve positive, right? I deserve positive. I deserve to get positive feedback from people. If I give you positive, I think you should do that in return, give me positive back, right? So do that. Give positive to someone. And if you do that, it'll come back to you 25-fold, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, tomorrow, which is, what's today? Is today Wednesday or Thursday? I don't know. I think it's Thursday, the 24th, right? Today is Thursday, the 24th. And where was I going with that? I don't know. But we're just about to end April. It's only 6 more days in April. I mean, 2014 just started, and we're already almost to the 5th month of the year. And the 5th month is so special. May is so special, not only because my birthday is in there, but you also have Mother's Day in May. You also have Memorial Day in May. You have my birthday in May. I mean, there's a lot of things that goes on in the month of May. It's a great month because my birthday is in May. And for a few people out there that are listening to the show right now who know me and know me well, I'm thinking of having a small get-together at my house for a select few people, okay? My house isn't big enough for the whole audience. Okay, I can't just spew out there. I'm having a party. All y'all come over. But I will be having a small get together for my birthday. For a few select friends of mine. So you guys may know who you are. Look for that coming from me here soon. All right. And I'm just about out of time. I have a little over 2 minutes left in the show. But again, guys, getting back to my topic of young girls and young guys of today. All I can say is now that this young lady is pregnant by another young man, all I can say is good luck. And I hope everything works out for you, him, and your baby. Because believe you me, I've had two kids, and believe me, it's not anything to play with. All right? It's not anything to play with. You have to be very responsible, and you have to take care of them. You haven't even lived your life. Now you got to bring in a life, take care of. That is powerful. That's powerful. Take care of yourselves, guys, and take care of your families, and have a great day at work. I'll see you right back here in about 23 and a half hours. Good day.
Person that you really are now.